for during after. After. Bloated, fly-coated bodies swing from power lines. If you drive fast. Somebody might be concealed in a field to shoot you and take your car, if it's still drivable. Roving gangs of young men, teen to mid-20s, raiders, adventurers, murderers. Small towns completely burned out. Blackened skeletons reduced to charcoal powder by passing cars and trucks. Seeking shelter from the lashing torrent of cold rain, I stepped into the rest stop's men's room. Rotten intestines smeared all over the floor. All the sink mirrors smashed in. I had to leave the door open a little to let breathable air in. I stayed that way, tense as a coil and ready to jump until the rain stopped. Before it's my day off. With the economy what it is, almost every day is my day off. I gathered up a little plastic basket full of mulberries. Lots of rain this year, and the sweetest batch of them in decades. I eat them in small handfuls, with each meal that is otherwise a slice of toast and a piece of bologna. I am out of other sandwich fixings until payday. My dream journal is almost full. I am writing my dreams down, smaller and smaller letters, hoping to coast until payday. I keep dreaming about society breaking down, leaving a surplus of food and gadgets and a massive amount of dead bodies. Dreaming about buildings where I used to hang out and live at. Buildings that no longer exist. Everything feels ominous when you don't know if you can ration enough drinkable water until, again, payday. Water from the well stinks like dead fish liquefied sulfurous gelatin. During President Gerald Ellen was so obviously a corrupt sociopathic ego out of control. A man not fit to lead. But the man who bought the established leaders for decades became president under an anti-establishment act. Soon it was legal and punishment-free all over the 50 states to kill Mulkins. No punishment. Even if they're somebody else's property. After. I live in this big concrete tunnel that used to belch out water the outskirts of town, bad water. it was dry and out of use by the time I moved in. You will eat about anything if you're hungry enough, long enough. Someone has left some fetal camping supplies behind. Probably whoever left it was never to make it back. Before I quit my old job today, got a new full-time job for a government contractor. I'm making Kevlar for bulletproof jackets and cutting it into parts for fighter planes. 60 hours a week. That's about a month's worth of hours at my old job. I am exhausted. I mostly sleep and work. Sleep and work. I have vivid dreams, and now I can buy the coolest dream journals to write them down in. All sorts of overtime, as World War III seems to be looming in the horizon. We already invaded Mexico, taking the oil wells and other resources first. Meanwhile, our heroes in uniform raped and pillaged and burned. Just like the good old times. But I admit, it's nice to eat better food and not to ration it on payday. Payday, payday. I've got the AC cranking. Everybody has a full-time job, with maybe a couple of them. I work a job that's basically a full and a half times job. Sleep, eat, work, repeat. Sleep, eat, work, repeat. Off on Sunday. Companies are producing crazy amounts of food in those long-term freshness packaging. More tech toys, all better and better and better tech. Work, 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 work. I buy lots of nice stuff. Ate great food during the short and golden age. Tension and excitement in the air. Everything seemed possible. The sky, the limit.